Chnas Advorim, I spoke Friday, the one maybe to Shekhem Yasset, the Nekuda, was Negeta Oslemaise. I said over a marshal, they say over B'Shem the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said a marshal, person, farmer, he heard about the train, the new Zachar is a train that could travel from place to place. It's big Zach, travels quick, you get from one place to the other place. He decided he also has to join the train. So he decided to start to save money. I have enough money. So he collected a whole bag full of coins, took his horse, went to the place where the train station is. He saw everyone standing in line to buy tickets. He also stand in line. Came his turn. Puts down the bag in front of the guy. The guy puts his hands, takes some coins, gives him a ticket, gives him change. He looks on his ticket, you know. Told him the train goes from place to place. With a ticket, what he could do with a ticket. Looks on the ticket, he says, you know, he will follow the crowd. He looks around in the crowd, and he sees that there's a lot of different people standing. He sees one area, a lot of people, with ducks and chickens and sheep, you know. It looks, you know, it's from the farm. It looks that the most exciting part is in that area. Puts himself in that area. Stands there, you have to see how you travel yet, but you know, follow the crowd, you know. What is close, whatever we'll get, he will also manage to do. So he decides to sit there to follow the crowd. And the train comes. So the train comes, everyone starts to push to go on the train. Everyone is pushing on to get on the train. So he's also pushing on to get on the train. He gets on the train with the ducks and the chickens and the sheep, the people. Then the conductor, the one that comes to take the tickets, comes in. Everyone starts to run away, to start to hide under the place. So you show Mr. Tumman the train, they play hiding. So, you know, Mr. Tumman, it's a part of the activity here. You know, what you do, you play. So Mr. Tumman, it's a part of the enjoyment, you know, of the train. So he looks, well, you know, all the good places really are taken. He says, well, under one bench is placed here. So, you know, he's a big farmer. He starts to push himself under the bench. You know, the bench starts to go up. But he manages actually to push all of his body onto the bench. His 2 feet are sticking out like a shtickle. So he's laying there. You know, the conductor comes over, pulls him out, and tells him, Ganev. Oh, no, it is a chap for Ganev. He says, what Ganev? So, what do you mean? Didn't pay? He says, a Ganev and a shakran. He says, I pay. Where's your ticket? So he takes out his ticket. So the guy tells me, I don't understand. You have a ticket for first class. You're sitting in third class where the animals has to be, under the bench. This Meshuggah. They have first class ticket. Reserved first class seat. That's not first class. Reserve. Third class. He said, but I saw everyone is doing it. And all the people, you know, they never paid. So if they don't pay, the conductor comes, they run away, you know, that third class, you know, the people that don't pay, they take the sheep. So they run around, they run around when the conductor comes. It's like the Chofetz Chaim. Every person in this world has a ticket. I want to explain. Every neshama comes down to this world could do the tachlis, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked her to do. Till when it will come up to the Shemaim, will be a matzeviv, a kodesh boruchu, sos v'sameach, beboyalov, nefesh noki v'tzadik. It will be such a matzev, a kodesh boruchu, sos v'sameach, beboyalov, nefesh noki v'tzadik. Every person has such a ticket. But a person comes to this world, he looks around, he sees that I don't go to buy a coffee, he goes to buy a coffee. Elam gets up by night, he goes. Elam gets up 6 o'clock in the afternoon, he gets up with them. They roll in 4 o'clock, he rolls it. But Elam Friday goes somewhere, he goes with them. Go away for Shabbos, he goes away with them. He follows the crowd. He follows. Ashur v'letzion, the Olam start to leave the shul, he leaves. The Olam come before Baruch Hu, he goes before Baruch Hu. He has a ticket. So the Chofetz Chaim, and the parsha says a nekuda, and that nekuda I want to be marchiv. Chofetz Chaim says that this was the chet of the Meraglim. He says, the Meraglim didn't claim and said that you can't go to Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu said you could. The Meraglim said to Klal Yisrael, there's no chance we'll manage to get into Eretz Yisrael. Look what is happening to us in the Midbar. Every second day, I'm sure everyone has this question, you know, you start to read what's happening to Klal Yisrael, they fail and they fail, you know, Hashem wants to kill them once, twice, three times. Every time Hashem would kill everyone, start from Moshe Rabbeinu after 40 years, 2,000 years, again he would raise everyone, you know, it looks like without an end. Every time we fail, Kivros HaTav, or Misoinanim, Meimeriva, Slov, Koirach, it's not Lemaisa. And not only that, the elder the Moida just said now that it looks like Moshe is not coming with us. So with Moshe and Aaron, we're not managing. There's no chance. There's no point. Eretz Yisrael is such a choshev country. And Mokim, you know how much schusim you need to manage to get into Eretz Yisrael. We're not managing in the midbar. We have Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyen, everyone is around here. The matzav is fest. We fail. Egil, Taivet, one after the other. No one is left almost. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have giants, you have to mamer schusim she'en kedugmosom. Eretz Echeles Yishveo. You don't do mitzvahs, you die. There's no point. What Kalev said? Kalev said, so why I think Hashem, Chofetz Hashem Lam Yisein, why I think He's bringing us there? He knows that Hashem. And he thinks that we could manage. Yes, and how we can manage doesn't look like it. That's why we have schus avos. Why do you think the little kids were in the buildings in Mitzrayim? Why do you think millions of kids were shechted by Paroi? These schusim will help us. And the Meir will manage. Don't think Alamo will fail. It's like the Chofetz Chaim, the last line. Veda, shelekol odom yesh et ha-meraglim sheloi. You get up in the morning, the meraglim tells you, it's a hore, the meragel, tells you, Herzog Chaim. Why am I going to Chaim Kanievsky? Why am I going to ask? You know, you're not dying to learn every minute. You go out of your mind, it's pikuach nefesh if you learn 24 hours. You have to breathe. You're not Tzvi Meir, you know, to dance and davening. It's not lemaise for you. It's not lemaise. Because you're shmon shmon esra, you know, birkas hamazon, to sweat in birkas hamazon, I'm not sure I can't bench for 2 hours. It's not lemaise for me. It's not lemaise for me. It's not lemaise for me. Ministeris, I'm not Yadeliezer. I'm not Yadeliezer, you know. He took the idea of Yad Eliezer, the other guy took the other idea. Mizaki Arabi, I'm not art school, you know, this guy took it already. It's too bad. There's no more ideas left. There's nothing for me what to do, what I will do. Open yeshivas, we too much yeshivas. What? Highlight, also many people took my place. So I don't know what to do. There's no chance. Every person has exactly a ticket. This ticket, you take down to the world, travel your way, like he's happy with Rabbi Akiva, he'll be happy with you. You have a job, you have to fulfill your job. You're not Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, he does not ask you to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. The Yitzhak tells you, but I can't learn day and night, it's not lemaisa for me. I don't have a chance to learn day and night. This is the way Zog the Chofetz Chaim, every person has a meraglim. Zog the Chofetz Chaim. The Meraglim managed to take Odoir Deo, Gdoy Leoilom, Nesiyeh Yisrael, Rosh HaSanhedroes. There's one person here in the room that thinks that if they would choose him to Sanhedrin, they would choose him. But for him, Kedushin, he can't manage, yeah? You know what you have to do to be in Sanhedrin? Chol HaTerekulo. Yeshivim Loshim, yeah? So it's not Shaya. And they slipped. Because the Yitzhar managed to tell him, to make it you will not, what you are is garnished, they became Meirah than Hashem. Lama Zogam, think on yourself. I want to be very practical, because this Shmuz is fakert. It's the Shmuz to Nechazik. You know, sometimes people have time, is that the volume that we speak a bit, not everyone is holding it at Madregas. First, I all think that everyone is much better from what they are. That's a chiddush to me to hear that not everyone is holding the Madregas, of all the hours and the asmodas. I never realized that this is the matzav. I'm sorry, but I don't believe. Maybe the person said it to himself. Take today the Shachris. Everyone will answer himself. We'll not make it. You think you daven Shachris like you have to daven? Speaking of the people that daven in Minyan, I'm not speaking of the people that daven in the room, yeah? I'm not speaking of the people that daven, you know, in Shtibl and three Minyanim together. Got a Minyan, you know. You think you're davening Kamesh Tzorich? What is the answer? No, I'm not asking if you're davening like Reb Tzvi Meyer. I'm asking if you're davening like Yitzchok, like you have to daven, or not. You're davening like Shmuel, like you have to daven, or not. This is what I'm asking. You know you didn't. You know why? If you would feel that if you daven this daven, the Malochim are dancing, the whole world, and everything will be exactly what it has to be. What does your davening mean? Mitasidur, without talking with the tefillin, normal, a little bit in between Pesukei Dezimah, maybe to look a little bit in the Ma'ayon Shel Torah, or maybe Al HaParsha, Techinaf Shechem, or something like that, yeah? No, this is your davening. Hashem is not expecting more from you. But if you do that, first class. You for sure do it. So like the Yitzhar. Tefillin B'chavon means every Shem Hashem to sweat. I can't do that. So maybe you don't try to do it. Say, come 9:30. Hashem wants you to do the most you could, the limit. Any person has. How much you could do? If he does how much you could do, he's noki v'tzadik. Because if Hashem gave you a ticket, and he gave you this kishoyness, and he gave you this nisyoyness, you could manage. You could manage. You could become a Talmid Chochem. You could do Ratzon Hashem. And this is your fulfilled tafkid. And this is the tafkid Hasholem. What he does is two things he does. One thing he tells you, look around. I don't know what the oilam I'm doing. The oilam come 9:30, I'll come 9:30. The oilam leave 10:30, I will leave 10:30. The oilam come 4:00, I will come 4:00. Shemotam, I didn't ask you to be a Chaim Kanievsky. I will be a Benteira, sit and learn. How much you could? You do that? You nefesh noki v'tzadik. Kodesh Baruch Hu sos v'sumeach bevoyel of nefesh noki v'tzadik. But the koyach of the Yitzhar Hore is to machshir the Oda. To tell him these two things. His private meragli. No, you will not make it. You didn't make it till now. Look what is happening in the midbar. Why I'm saying it? Sometimes you read the parasha. You think, if I would be there, Mr. Ma, I would not be from the oil that went after the miracle. I'm Mr. Ma would go with the color of Yeshua. Yeah? Obviously, when I read the parasha, I see what is going on. I would not take this. I would take the other tzad. Yeah? Everyone that took the tzad of the miracle were more chosher from you. I would not take the tzad. This is your daily nisayan. Your daily nisoyan. So say it to yourself now. I will not take that tzad. Try to be, and I want to say it in a lot of different ways. Because ba'etzem, this is yisoy davar d'seinu. This is yisoy davar d'seinu. A person has to try to do it in a lot of different ways. What means in a lot of different ways? I will explain. First, without spitz, low. A person knows what he has to do, what he doesn't have to do. He's not allowed to eat this hechsher. He's not allowed to eat in this house. He's not allowed to eat in this place. He knows. He doesn't ask. Invited somewhere. You have to eat there. What, such an Isaiah? He doesn't have to go to a place that he doesn't have to go. He doesn't have to start up with a person that he doesn't have to start up with. He doesn't have to start up with his parents in a way that he doesn't have to start up with. He doesn't have to be mean to his roommate like he doesn't have to be. First, to try every day to be in a mahalach, you know, I'm a zach v'yosha, I have a ticket. If I will manage to behave, to pass this world with the right behaving, I'll be noki v'yosha. I'll be happiest. I'll become of the Neshamayim 100%. I want to explain a little bit. You know, we're in a door that is called international door. People speak from here to America, from here to Russia, from here to China. In a moment, they close deals all over the world. They speak in learning all over the world. There's thousands of Talmidim in every place, in every yeshiva, there's numbers. Hundreds, of hundreds, of hundreds. This volume coming out, sets. Shas Bavli is coming out every day in a different vision. Metivte, Oizvahoto, Oizvahoto, Metivte, Artskul, Artskul English, Artskul Hebrew, Blue, Green, all different visions, yeah? Amol was Shas Vilna, old one, one little Shvach Gemara, so Shas Vilna was not so Shvach. If a person would think to himself, leave this world a second, go back and say, I'm going to go back to Rashi. How much do you think Talmidim sat around Rashi in the room? Five Talmidim sat around Rashi. He was Marbit Steyr to them. And he got letters from all over the world. How much letters you think he got from all over the world? You know, some Rabbanim get one day today more shayos than Rashi got all of his life. A horse went, a person written a letter, they send it with a horse. I think with hundreds of horses running. Yeah, today, like emails could come in, yeah? Hundreds. Hundreds. It's not hard to read English, I don't know what to say, but what was the pshat? So I'm asking you a shot. So who is bigger? Rashi? Or this young rabbi that answers thousands of people? Abel Lopian. How much Musa you think he gave? Was in Kfar Hasidim was 50 people? Have the Mashgichim in Lakewood that could speak for thousands of people. So who is bigger? No one has a shayla. Yeah? How much people on a Marishim was Marbit Steira to? Because he had kind of heaven and one was killed, so he only had. So that's a pasha there, yeah? But what is the answer? It's the krech of the Yitzhahor of our days. The godliness of people is not measured at all in numbers, and how much they give, and how much they say, and how much they say to, and how much they write, and how much books. So much Rishonim, there's nothing left from them. Do you think they're not Rishonim? Okay, they don't have the schus that they rosa mitbaderas b'mitrosha. They were not Rishonim. You see, the Rashi brings them down, Rabboisai. You know, where is the Rabboisai weiter? It's 10 Rabboisais and Rashis, 20 Rabboisais. Rishonim, they bring down from Psaadi Goyen, from Ravai Goyen, how much? One Memre, two Memre, three Memres, five Memres. What's the less? The answer is, a person comes to the world, learns Terek Moshe Tzorich. He finishes the Stavkid, he's a Rishon. The generation today is, if I'm not six, today's door cannot work on people like the old days. So he built a picture much bigger. If I'm not huge, if I'm not the one that created art school, so I'm not Mezakeh Rabbi. If I'm not the one that made Yad Eliezer, so I'm Seder. So you try Miyad to make a gemach, we help 125 families for Shabbos, and Efshim, I bought chickens to someone. You know, Abir Gemach and Epes HaMitzvah. I'm not saying you don't have to. Don't say that. I said once in Avad, I have a friend, he runs the biggest chesed organization. I'm friendly with him. Recently I became more friendly with him. You know, the chesed to help the cholim, you know, everyone calls him up to ask him information. We went together in yeshiva. So I was walking once in the street. He was driving his ambulance. I think really someone drives him, but then he was driving his ambulance. And he passed near me. And I showed him I was walking, so I don't have a car. So I tried, you know, hitch they call it, yeah, chayis nish. Kizah, he went to, after 2 minutes, he said to me, so he drove back. So I came in and I told him, I feel so bad for you. I realize now that you will never get Gan Eden for all of the mitzvahs that you're doing. You're sitting 24 hours in your office answering phone calls to the best doctors. I said, well, you're doing chesed. There's a guy that needs a ride. Are you doing selective chesed? Only if someone is dying, you help? Or if he's sick with the anamachlet, then you help? Or why Hashem told you only to help the anamachlets? And Yochanan said, I said, I was walking also in Yochanan said, I said, you don't understand. You're not about chesed. You have a nice organization. Yeah. A lot of people have nice organizations. The Greens also have all different organizations. So your organization helps Jewish people. The Greens help the world. I was like, it's a running organization. Why? It's the same world. I'm doing it. A Baal Chesed doesn't, you don't need to do a lot to do Chesed. I'm a Baal Chesed. Every time when a Chesed will come to me, I will decide yes or not. But I will not pass a day if either I'm Chesed. Could be I will decide I can't do Chesed. I can't have people sleeping in my house 24 hours. I'm not holding you. Say it. Decide not. Every person knows what he could, what he cannot. But every person in the could and cannot, he knows when he's not behaving. Everyone knows that he could have done Shachis better today. Say, Lahoiti 2 or something. Like this, everyone could think that he's from the 2. I don't want to speak to Shinoah and everyone. Yes, the Lahoiti 2 guys here, I think everyone could have done Shachis better. Everyone could think that he's from the 2. What's the pshat? So you know yourself, and that I'm speaking. This is the Nefesh Noki Vitzali. If a person decides, in this moment, from now on, I will pass a life as Zevi the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to pass. To be a little bit hard to give up. Not too much. When it's very hard, I know he doesn't want for me. I can't. But in what I could, I will do exactly like he wants. Every person knows what is right. Every person knows what is straight. There's not even one person that doesn't know what is straight and what is right. It's a small achlata. We have to understand. It's two zachen what I'm saying now that is so important to follow. First, Be'ez Hashem, if a person does it, after Merva Esrim, he's Nefesh Noki Vetzadik. He's like the God Lado. He's like the God Lado. He's like the God Lado. He did exactly his tafkid in the velvet. But another thing is, when a person manages to start to live like that, I know you think it's like a little bit like a cult, you become the happiest person in the world, and you're never depressed and sad. The problem of a person is when he has to be happy from surrounding. He's not really happy. If he does a lot, he's happy. So if he made a huge siyum, he feels he's successful. If he's the best guy in the shir, he's successful. If he has a psikivaldik plan and he managed to run something, givaldik, successful. If not, he feels terrible. And what you could do, lie there in the world, a lot of times you're not successful. Some people could manage, some people don't manage. And malasot. There's the mitzvahs. Not everyone could run every organization. Some people open a life of yeshiva and it doesn't go. You know, I know someone, Choshev Yid, the father of a bachur that learned in yeshiva. It's very close to me. He was a rebbe for 20 years. When Choshev Yeshiva, I don't want to say the name of the yeshiva in America, very Choshev Yeshiva. You know, the yeshiva needs a little bit freshman. The yeshiva is getting a little bit rusty. So that the child, they have to have a little bit more youngers. Yeah, high developed belongs to the young people. So they told him he has to leave. They gave him a year, finish. He has to leave. But, you know, he couldn't find himself a different job. But he has to eat. He doesn't have a penny to his name. So he went to work. Went to work. You know, I can't even look in the face of this person. You know, he was mamash meisel nefesh and his kids. He was working so hard that they'll be lechtzach and learning and stay and learning. And I thought to myself, if this person is a person shalom, now the nisoyan is that he has to work. And he will learn what he could learn when he works. And he'll be yoshel, v'tzadik. Shavim le'toivah. Shavim l'toivah. But if this person will be living on a bluff, when he's a chashim magichir, so he's somebody. And when a nisayan is different, was a yid, I heard my father, was a yid that gave billions of dollars to tzedakah. And he lost his money, we're speaking about 25 years ago. My father took him to Rav Shach. The guy was tzubrachim. Rav Shach was smiling. He told him, Hashem gave you for 20 years the nisayan of mitzvah tzedakah. Baruch Hashem, you did very well. Now he's testing you on the next 612. What is your problem? You passed 60. What, you wanted to stay in 13? You passed it. Finish. You're over. You did it. You have a check for this mitzvah. You're over. Fakat, chaval to leave you the nisayan. You did it. Baruch Hashem, you did it. There's no reason to have you. Now we're trying in a different mitzvah. We gave you one mitzvah. You passed the test. Now there's the next chapter. What do you want to stay? The same one? You told him you're like a prisoner. Say shmat, shmat, shmat. The guy's a talk, yeah. Says it was sugar. You go to the doctor if you have it, right? He said, well, what do you want? Stalk it, stalk it, stalk it. You did it. You ate it. But he said, Rav Shach was not saying it michum aveli. That's what my father told me. Rav Shach was so simple. Like he didn't know what a prison wants. He said, I knew you're such a choshev about stalk it. Then Rav Shach knew, really was marich this person. Like, it looked like Rav Shach, like we're saying, like, if you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm stabbing the hole from you because I have you not about stalker. I thought you were real about stalker, no? So you passed the Nisayin. What is my baya? Hashem filled you fat. You passed. Now they don't trust you. You passed. Now he's giving different people to pass this Nisayin. Now he wants to see how you do tefillah, how you do learning. You did everything. You did your stalker. When a person will build, I have to pass my Nisayin. I have to pass my day. I have now another 5 hours for tonight. I mean, I'm telling you, I had friends in Panovich that worked in this mahalach. They had notebooks. And once a week, the olam met, and everyone said, Sunday passed, Monday passed. Everyone had to check. Everyone ran himself. Sunday, I did what Hashem wants. But even clearly, we're not speaking about tzitkis. We're speaking about guys that stopped to look and, you know, went without glasses inside a box or something like that. If a person doesn't, I'm telling you, you're the happiest person in the world. You're the happiest. You're the happiest. Yesterday was this Nisayan, today is this Nisayan. I'm passing. You know, when you hear someone else's Nisayanis, I was someone nifted in my neighborhood this week, last week. So Shabbos, you know, I want to find out who was the person that was nifted. But before he came down off, he was a Mizrahi light. It's like even less than Mizrahi, like, you know, the very, very small yarmulkes, like Mamish, you know, Mekoshi Nira. Like the small, small, you know, believe that it's Sidori Bainu Shalom, believe that it's Shabbos, but, you know, at Be'erch starts there and finishes there. He decided to become Frum. So he had three older kids that they decided to stay, two boys and a girl, decided to stay light. He came to Hanof, he decided to come from, and he had a son. He's 10 years old, he took him to Cheder in Hanof. Sure, after 3 years, the son went off the derech, became fried completely. He was left with one daughter, she's in seminary, hopefully she'll marry not a Taya. Young person, Rav Shach is his family, because everyone stayed, you know, light. He became sick and he died. So 20 years, this was his Gehenna that he was passing. Time he came to Arnav. So as I heard to myself, I thought to myself, okay, all of my Yisurim together are more for what this person was passing every day. So Hashem is trying me easy. He's trying one day my chavrusa is late, one day this guy disturbs me, one day this guy disturbs me, one day this guy, one day I can't chap the Rabbi Kuvayge. Different is Yonis, you know. The Yisurim is the rich people, you can't chap the Rabbi Kuvayge. It's also terrible. I have it so that my tefillin go off and sometimes I have to chop them, you know. I'll be listening, you start to take them off before the end, put them back on. Nisayan, Nisayan! What was his Nisayan? His kids are not. The kid that he made for him became even fried because of him, Keilu. Stayed himself in his house, garnished. Came sick with Allah Machat Zaman and died. If a person will teach himself, I'm telling you, it's a leichte Sach. You'll become special people. the Shemaim, everyone that will do it will come Zach v'Noki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say Givaldik. Givaldik. A member would call if told the Meraglim. If Hashem didn't think that we could make it, He will not bring us here. Hashem will tell you, you could have been. So I couldn't be Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I didn't ask to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And your ticket doesn't say Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It says it's sitting near the window. You need a aisle. Say there. I didn't say you have to sit in the middle, you know, in the middle row in the middle. There's different seats. But everyone has a ticket. And everyone could make it. Because if he doesn't think that you could make it, he would not send you here. And if a person will build this inside him and decide to be stark, for sure he will pass. Be'ez Hashem, after Me'av Ha'esrim, he will be Nefesh Noki B'Tzadik.